In the parasha of Pinchas, we find a whole arichas of the new pekuda, counting of Klal Yisrael, and going through all the shvatim and the mishpachas. And the pasuk goes, it takes each mishpacha and tells us, like, Reuven b'chol Yisrael, b'nei Reuven, chanoich mishpachas ha-chanoichi, nefalu mishpachas ha-palu'i. Each one takes the name, chetzroin ha-chetzroini, l'karmi, mishpachas ha-karmi. Explains Rashi, mefi shehoye umois mevazin oisom. The goyim, the tainon klal Yisrael, v'oimrim ma elu misyachsim al shivteim, svurim heim shloisholtu amitzrim b'moiseim. Oh, the klal Yisrael being misgoyer to be choiner al pi their shvatim, as keilu they're all descended from the heilige shvatim. You think the mitzrim weren't mezane with all their mothers? You think they really their fathers are yiddish fathers? In begufam, are you moishlim kavachomim in a shoseim? If they were sholeit on their gufim and they enslaved them, kavachomim in a shoseim. If at the mitzrim, the mitzrayim was a whole culture of znus. It's interesting to kavachomim. If they're sholeit on the guf, then kavachomim, they must be sholeit on the women. And therefore, this Klal Yisrael is all a mixture, is all a product of znus. That's what they're going tainut. Lefichoch, hitil HaKadosh Baruch Hu shmoy aleim. This parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be matil shmoy aleim, hey mitzad zeh v'yud mitzad zeh. In each of the mishpachas, there's a first a hey and then a yud, loima. And that's a shame of Hashem. Loima meid ani aleim shem b'nei avoseim. The Rabbeinu Shalom is meid. He knows everything what goes on b'seiser. The Rabbeinu Shalom is meid that they're all direct descendants of the avos. V'zehu shem mefurish alidei David Amelech. David Amelech says in Tehillim, Shivtei ka edus li Yisrael. Davka the shame Yud K, hey at the beginning and Yud at the end. Shivtei ka edus the Israel, Hashem azeh meid aleihem, shehem misyachsin mishivteim. They're called Shivtei ka because Hashem is matil the shame Yud K on each of the mishpachas, and that's edus the Israel that they are actually the Shivtei ka that they're descended from the Ovos, and their roi to have the Shem Yudke. And if Fichach Bekulam Kosov, Ha Chanochi, Ha Pelui, each one of the Mishpachas, this whole parsha is Eidos, that Shivtei Ka Eidos Li Yisrael. Now we have to ask ourselves, first of all, why Davka of all the Shemus, the Hashem is Matil, is the Shem Yudke? The Mefarshei Rashi bring the Gemara in Soito, which tells us that if a husband and wife are zoiche, ish v'isha shezochu, shechina b'nei. And why are they, which shame of the shechina is b'neiim? Davke, yud, and a kei. Why? Because be'etzim, what's the difference between ish v'isha? The essential letters of both words are Aleph and Shin. They're be'etzem both Eish, both Koiches. But what makes the difference between an Ish and an Isha is the Ish has a Yud and the Isha has a He. That is the shame which is made Shashchina Beinayim. When a husband and wife are Zoiche, says that shame is shoyre b'neim. So davka here, the shivtei ka davka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that shame was made that their taka was no znus and they all come from proper marital relations. Oh, but he gufa kasha. To ask ourselves, why is the shame yud kei shoyre between the ish v'isha. Elamai, you'll say, because you need a shame of two oisius. Well, first of all, there is a shame of two oisius. There's another shame, aleph lamed, which is two oisius. So that could be shorim b'neim. And who says we dafka need a shame only of two oisius? Maybe we could split up a shame of more oisius between them. Elamai, we've mentioned this before, different vadim, that the Gemara in Menachos explains the pasuk which we say every day in Avodat Zion, ki beka Hashem tzur elamim. So it's a shvera pasuk, the Maisa. What's beka Hashem tzur elamim? Either you tell me Hashem is tzur elamim, Hashem is the rock of the worlds, Hashem is the essence on which the whole world stands, the yisod of the world. So tzur lechora is something which is firm and something can stand on a rock. Or tell me ka is tzur elamim. What's beka Hashem tzur elamim? So the Gemara in Menachos explains beka with the shem yud ke Hashem tzir shnei elamim. Elamim is loshen rabim. Says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the tzura of the two worlds, Olam HaZev and Olam HaBa, with the Shem Yudke. And then the Gemara continues to explain that the Ois Hei is the tzura of Olam HaZev, Behi Bar Am, and it told the Shemai words, Behi Bar Am, Behei Bar Am, then Nivra with a Hei, and Olam HaBa was the tzur that was created, the tzura of Olam Haba is a yud. Why is Olam Hazeh a hay? So the Mefarshim explained that a hay is actually a dalad with a little yud in it, and the Gemara says it's a hay because it's open at the bottom, so the Rishoyim should fall out, and it's got a little pesach at the top on top of the yud. It's open as well, as opposed to, let's say, a ches, which is closed all the way up. In that little Pesach, if he's chosen b'tshuva, then he can come back into Olam Hazeh. Now you have to understand, what does it mean that the Rishoyim don't have Olam Hazeh? We would have thought that the Rishoyim have Olam Hazeh, that Tzadikim have Olam Haba. No, it's a mistake. If the Rasha, he doesn't have an Olam Hazeh, which is a heiliger Ois of a Shem HaKadosh. He falls out of an Ois Hei, if Olam Hazeh is Ois Hei. What world does the Rasha have? The world of the Rasha is a world of Gashmias, of a Poshet Gashmias, Poshet Taiva, and that's not an Ois Hei. What is it? It's actually a Dalet. There are four sides to Olam Hazeh. The Dalet is Gematria 4. The Maral says 4 represents Mokim, because there are 4 directions in Olam Hazeh. But Olam Hazeh Mitzad Atzmai is Dal. The Gemara in Shabbos, Darshan's Gimel, Dalet, Darshan's whole Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Gemoil, Dalim. Dalet is poverty stricken. The Olam Hazeh that the Rosha has is Dal. There's nothing there. But the Olam Hazeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created has a little yud in it. The Hainu, the yud is Olam Haba. But the Shorish of Olam Haba can be found in Olam Hazeh. The Hainu, the Olam Hazeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with the Heilige Ois Hei is a proizdor le Olam Haba. And if you look hard in Olam Hazeh, you'll find the Shorish of Olam Haba. You'll find the little yud in Olam Hazeh. Such an Olam Hazeh the Rosha doesn't have. And Be'etzem, this Shem Yud Kei is one shame. That the Olam Hazeh is a proizdol Olam Haba. It's one mahalach. It's one shame. Olam Hazeh is a proizdol Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh can't stand on its own. Has no tachlis if it's just on its own. What's Olam Hazeh created for? To fresh. Fresh the shame, fressing. What's the point of Olam Hazeh? an Olam Haba, you can't get to Olam Haba without being Zoicha to Olam Haba. How's a person going to be Zoicha to Olam Haba? By coming into this Olam Hazeh and turning the Olam Hazeh, the Olam HaGashmi, into a Mokoim where he finds, he makes it into a Prois to Olam Haba, where all the Gashmias he elevates and uses for Avodas Hashem. He uses the Gashmias of Olam Hazeh in order to be Mekadish Olam Hazeh, or he finds the Shoirish of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh, then he's Zoiche, he was, it's not so poshut. Then Nisyonos, he could make a mistake, he could miss the point. It's shayach to live in Olam Hazeh, to be koifer completely in Olam Haba, Chas v'Shalom. Of the mensch who finds the shorish of Olam Hazeh here, the mensch who changes and turns the Olam Hazeh to a prosel on Olam Haba, he's zoiche to his chelik in Olam Haba. So you can only have the yud of Olam Haba aliday the hay of Olam Hazeh. It's one mahalach, it's one shame, yud kei. And that shame, when a husband and wife get married, and they could use their physical relationship as taiva l'shem taiva, and the taivas noshim is the most base taiva that there is, the most low taiva that there is. But when a husband and wife get married and they use it for kedushin hariyat mekudeshesli, and they elevate the whole physical side of marriage and use it for Avodas Hashem, they use it in the correct way, then they've elevated their whole relationship. When the husband and wife get married, she has a hey and he has a yud. When the tachlis of their marriage, the tachlis of the house which they make together, is to be a prois on Olam Haba, when her tachlis is that she wants to help form, look after Olam Hazeh and the physical side of the relationship, so that a husband can steig and bring ruchnius into the relationship, can learn Torah, can be Ovid Hashem, then they unite that shame yud kei. She has a hey and he has a yud. Her major focus is on the bias, on Olam Hazeh. Rabbi Yossi called his wife Basi, so the bias, and his major focus is to bring the ruchnius into the marriage. Then the shame yudkei is shoyer b'neim. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made over here, that all these mishpachas, the shame yudkei, they all are shivtei ka. They are the shvatim who were ka, who elevated Olam Hazeh and connected Olam Hazeh with Olam Haba. Why is it inverted? It was the hey first and then the yud? Because it all starts in Olam Hazeh and it ends up in Olam Haba. The tachlis of their Olam Hazeh was for Olam Haba. So when the Rebbeinu puts his shame on these mishpachas to be made, that they're in Olam Hazeh, they elevated the Olam Hazeh, so they put the hay first and then the yud. Well, that's the yisod over here of this parasha, that these mishpachas all use the Olam Hazeh l'shem Olam Haba. Lefi zeh, if we go to the Tilim, to the Makar in the Tilim, will have an interesting pshat. It's Tilim Kuf Chof Beis. Shir Amalas of David. Samachti Boimim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. The whole Mizmar is about Aliyah L'Regel. Oim Dois Hoyu Ragleinu B'Sharayach Yerushalayim. We went up to the Beis Hashem. We were waiting by the Sha'orim of Yerushalayim. When everybody comes to Yerushalayim when Klal Yisrael's b'maskunto, there'd be millions of people coming to the Shorim of Yerushalayim. Won't be so poshut to get in. You have to wait, and everybody's waiting to get in. Yerushalayim habnuya Ki'ir shechubra lo yachtov. Yerushalayim, which is ki'ir shechubra lo yachtov, Yerushalayim abnuyo, the new Yerushalayim. Ki'ir shechubra lo yachtov. The Gemara in Tanis darshens that there's two Yerushalayims. There's Yerushalayim shel Bala and Yerushalayim shel Mata. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I won't go into the Yerushalayim shel Bala, the Shechina won't go into Yerushalayim shel Bala until he comes into Yerushalayim shel Mata. And Yerushalayim shel Mata is connected to Yerushalayim shel Bala. When Yaakov Avinu discovered the Kedushas Amokim of Harabayis, he said, Ein zekim beis elukim, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. He saw the sulam. The sulam went from Olam HaZeh up to Shamayim. And at the top of the sulam, Hashem Nitzav Olav, was the Shechina Mamesh Yudkei Vavkei. Zeh beis elukim, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. The sulam went from this world to so the Harabai is here from Yerushalayim Shel Mata to the Yerushalayim Shel Mala. Continues the Mizmar. Cheshom Olu Shvatim Shivteka. To that point, to Yerushalayim, to this ear, Shechubra Lo Yachtov, that's where the Shvatim came up. Shivteka, Eidus Yisrael. Lehoidos L'Shem Hashem. They are the Shivtei Ka. Now, the fee what Rashi is telling us here, the way I've explained it, you know, it's not Bukhach in Rashi, but the Hezbollah which we're given, the Davka, the Shem Yud Kei, which is Meid, the same Shem which is Ben Ish Leishtoi, that's the Shivtei Ka. The Shivtei Ka are the Shvatim who live in this world of a live for Olam Haba, who make this world into the Prozd al Olam Haba. That's where they came up to Yerushalayim, which is the place where these two worlds come together. She'ir shechubra lo yachdov. Shesham olu shvatim, shivteka. On the regel, when the three times a year, Gans Klal Yisrael come into Yerushalayim. They're shivteka, edus li Yisrael, from the fact that here, when it goes in the Mizmar, you can say Eidus LiYisrael, the fact that they come up all Aliyah LeRegel and Misached just for Avodas Hashem, LeHoidus LeShem Hashem, as it says in the pasuk, LeHoidus LeShem Hashem. That's the Eidus that these Hashiv take up. So maybe Dikum Mesiras Nefesh, to come and leave your house wherever you live and come up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. Yerushalayim was packed on a Yom Tov. Millions of Yidden, all squeezed into Yerushalayim. One of the Asara Nisim, the Mishnah says in Ovis, one of the Asara Nisim there was in the Beis HaMikdash was the Lo'oma Odom Tzali Amokim She'olim Yerushalayim. So the Mefarshim say, it was Tsar. Of course it was Tsar. Millions of Yidden there. No Yid said, it's too small for me, it's too narrow, I can't be here. Even the biggest Istanis was willing to come to Yerushalayim and be in Yerushalayim. And if you make a Cheshbon, don't be Marich now in the old Cheshbon, we've spoken about it other years, it wasn't only the Yid that were in Yerushalayim. There were millions of behemoths in Yerushalayim. Let's say if you came for Korban Pesach, so you had to have all the kvasim that you're going to be makrin for Korban Pesach, and the other behemoths which you're going to be moisif on the chagiga from Erev Pesach, if you got too many people by the Seder. And then the next day, everybody in Yerushalayim, all the males, Achayim and Aliyah LeRegel, and everybody in Aliyah LeRegel has to bring three korbanos. So if you make a cheshbon, how many people were in Yerushalayim? Millions of people, and even more behemoths, since lo yehuman, and veloy omba otom tzali amokim she'olim Yerushalayim. They left their comfortable homes, and they left all the comforts of where they were. Yom Tov in Yerushalayim was not the same as we're used to, you know. So you're probably thinking, what do you mean? Maybe we'll go to this hotel or that hotel. No, these hotels were packed out. Not poshut, millions of yin. And the korbanos you had to eat on the ground. You couldn't eat in your fancy restaurant somewhere. And people in the old days walked for sometimes 2 weeks from the borders of Eretz Yisrael to come to Yerushalayim. And they do that 3 times a year. There's 2 weeks to walk there and 2 weeks to go back. And then you're home for a couple of weeks after Pesach, and then you come again for Shavuos, and then you go back again. Then you're there for a little longer, and then you come for Sukkot. Sukkot you have to leave earlier. There's Rosh Hashanah, there's Yom Kippur. You can't be walking the whole time. It's not poshut. Shivtei Kor, Yidn whose whole tachlis was to turn Olam Hazeh into a mokum to be zoicher to Olam Haba. Shivtei Kor, Eidus LiYisrael. The whole matzav of Yerushalayim is a Eidus LiYisrael that they are the Shivtei Kor. Lehoidos L'Shem Hashem. They were, their whole tachlis is to be moida L'Shem Hashem. The Beis HaMikdosh, Gemara in Brochas tells us, interesant as a. In Brochas Nun Dalet, the Mishnah says that Kol Chois Mei Brochas She B'Mikdosh Hoye Oimrim Min Ha'Olam. When they said a Brocha, when they davened in the Beis HaMikdosh, they said a much longer Nusach than we said. That we say, Rashi brings that Ein Oimrim Omim B'Mikdosh Hamavarech Oimer B'Soif Kol Brocha, the end of each Brocha in Shmini Esrei, the Mavarech, the Chazan said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Baruch Choinen Ad Baruch Choinen Ados, and the Oimim used to say not Omim but Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Loilam Void. Then says the Mishnah that Mishnah Kilkulu Hatzdukim the Omru Ein Oilom Ela Echod Iskidu Shiu Oimrim Min HaOilom Yad HaOilom. So the Rashi tells us that the Tzdukim who tied it there was Ein Oilom Ela Oilom Azeh Iskidu Ezra V'Siato Shiu Oimrim Min HaOilom Yad HaOilom. So now they would have to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam Baruch Choinen Ados. Why Loima says Rashi Sheshnei Olamos Yesh LaHoitzi Milev Atzdukim Akoifrim Mitrias Amesim to be Mefarsim in the Bayis Sheli where there were Tzdukim, that you have to know that there is going to be a Trias HaMesim. The Pashas in Olam Haba means Trias HaMesim. On Dav Samach Gimel, Rashi explains a bit more. He says that HaMavarech Oimer Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam Mefarish B'Tosefta SheTiknu Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam LeHoidia She'ein ha'olam hazeh lifnei ha'olam haba klum. They davke said min ha'olam ad ha'olam to explain that it should be clear to be megale olam hazeh without olam haba is garnished. Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam ella kepruisdo lifnei ha'traklim. Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. There's one mahalach. Min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. We're going min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Olam Azeh, the first Olam, is a proist on Ifnei Olam Abba. Kloima Hanhigu Birchoysom Olam Azeh, Kedelius Regilim Olam Abba Shekuli Orem. The whole Yisod of the Brochus in Olam Azeh is only to be Misragel for the Matzav in Olam Abba.
Is the Beis HaMikdosh is the Mokum where it was clear that there are two olamas. The in the Nefesh HaChaim, There's a very long Haggah at the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, which is from Reb Itzchok, the son of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He was actually the person who put out and printed the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim was printed after Reb Chaim was Lifter. And there's a very long Haggah, which is very Kabbalistic. Most people don't learn it because it's very, very schwer to understand. You just look at the first line that you realize you've got no shaykhus to understanding what he's talking about. And then there, he even wrote Haggahs on his Haggah. So in the middle, it's all brought from Bishmoy, that he says, what happened in the Bais Rishon? In the Bais Rishon, they only said Min HaOlam. Only in the Bais Sheni did they have to be mitakin say Min HaOlam Ad HaOlam. So he says that's because in the Bais Rishon it was Nika Mitzad Atzmoy that Olam Hazeh is apprised Lefnei Olam Haba. When you went into the Bais Rishon, there were so many Nisim. There was a Hargosh of Shekhinah. You felt you were in the presence of Shekhinah. You felt that everything here is Ach V'Rak, a temporary thing to be Maaleh to Olam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maisa, what's a korban? A mensch does an aveira. A chatos is to be mechaper for a chiyuv kares. What's a chiyuv kares? Chiyuv kares is a person who does something which he's not going to be zoicher to olam haba. And the Beis Hamikdash has the possibility of making a tikkun if it was meshoigeg. What's the korban? He puts his koyach into the animal. He does smicha. And he's misvader, and when they shecht the animal, and they take the dam of the animal, dam achius of the animal, and they put it on the beis on the mizbeach, they are kilu taking the chius of the mensch and being male the chius of the mensch, klape Hashem yisparach, to Hashem yisparach. Everything that we do in the beis hamikdash, all the avoido is taking gashmiyistika in yonim. Whether it's menaches, whether it's korbanah oimer, shtei alechem, v'chule, korbanos, and being male them, lemalo, elevating olam hazeh and saying olam hazeh is not just has no value b'fnei atzmoi. Olam hazeh is a proist olifnei olam haba. The whole mesiras nefesh of the avoido there was megale to us that the tachlis of olam hazeh is olam haba. That's the etzem metzius of the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us in Daf Nun Gimel that after the whole avoda, when they finished the 7 days of the Beis Hamikdash in Sukkahs, which are meridika simcha, they used to leave when they were departing from the Beis Hamikdash, and they were mishtachaveh. And what did they say? They said, "V'onu leka mishtachavim, ve'inenu leka miyachalos." Onu leka, davke shem yud kei mishtachavim. The avoid of sukkahs, which was avoid of simcha, which they were misale, completely to a whole different world. When they left, the onu mishtachavim leka, davke the shem yud kei, ve'inenu leka miyachalos. Our whole avoidah, the Beis Hamikdash, is Einenu Lekavi Yachalos. And that's the Avedus which we have. That's the Avedus which is going to start Thursday. We don't have any more a place which is so clear that the Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam. We don't have a place which is so clear to us. Ein olam hazeh klum lifnei olam haba. We live in a world where everything is l'shem olam hazeh, l'shem olam hazeh, not olam hazeh to be elevated, to bring it up, to l'shem yud kei, to take the physicality of this world and to use it properly. Im yitzah Hashem, we will spend the next Yemei Ben HaMetzorim being misvoided on this yisoid. Then that'll be a shtickle tikkun. They will realize olam hazeh is a proizdol lifnei olam haba.